Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 86, a review of Lesson 71, Only God's Plan for Salvation Will Work, and Lesson 72, Holding Grievances is an Attack on God's Plan for Salvation. You could easily substitute the word salvation for my happiness. Only God's plan for my happiness will work. Holding grievances is an attack on God's plan for my happiness. The word salvation is a word that many people may not relate to. One thing that I've learned in studying the Course is to live my life without resistance. Whenever we go to a place of resisting our situation, it means that we are deciding on another plan, that we are not accepting the plan that is laid out in front of us. Many times we do not trust God because we feel that it is God that is causing the problem. The Course in Miracles is teaching us that everything that we see that we are not happy with has actually been projected from our own mind, that God would never impose the things that we see upon us. But the way that we can get back to the happiness that is His will and His plan for us is to release our grievances upon the world and upon other people, and even on ourselves. Today, as we recognize that only God's plan for our happiness will work, whatever it is that you face, imagine what would it feel like if there was no resistance. Imagine that instead of trying to paddle your boat in a particular direction, thinking that you know where safety is, what if you pull those oars in today and simply allow your boat to go where it may? Your ego would tell you that you will clearly end up in a greater problem, but your higher mind would gladly step in and intervene and guide your boat very smoothly and easily to the highest and happiest place. You see, it is not typically our response to pull our oars in, but as I learn to live my own life with my oars inside the boat, I find that it is a happy and peaceful journey, and the things that I once thought would be an obstacle are gently rearranged and undone before I get there. Only God's plan for our happiness will work. Today, if we release our grievances and we recognize that God did not create our turmoil, God did not create the chaos that we are in right now, but what God can do is help us to move beyond it and be free of it. Today, we make that space for our higher mind to intervene on our behalf, to heal all the misperceptions in our mind. We simply hold a place of non-judgment. We reel back in the judgment we have against other people and all the things that we believe that they have done that have cost us in some way. And we recognize today that we are the light of the world. We are the holy child of God Himself. There is nothing else that we would be. And as we claim the truth of who we are, we begin to experience once again all the happiness that is God's will for us. Only God's plan for salvation will work. Holding grievances is an attack on God's plan for salvation.